This is Dr. Wallington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L-S, first name Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, date of birth May 29, 1960, date of evaluation August 28, 2023, referring physician, disability and social service. The identifying information. The patient presented a California driver's license N815-8822, which correctly identified the claimant as Eileen Ray Daniels. The chief complaint, 63-year-old female referred for disability evaluation. The HVI. The patient report. Patient reports history of osteoporosis and multiple fractures involving the left wrist, left hip, left knee, period. She states that she was found to have, she was found to have coronary artery disease following a colonoscopy, period. She underwent stenting approximately January 15, 2022, period. 1 week later, she developed congestive heart failure, period. She is currently able to walk on flat ground. However, she developed shortness of breath during her activities of daily living, period. She notes associated dizziness, period. She reports having to use two pillows to sleep, period. The past medical history, as noted, includes coronary artery disease. She is status post-stenting of the distal RCA on January 20th, 2022. She further status post stenting of the left superficial femoral artery, period. Past surgical history, she had had multiple fractures, period. Next number, left heart catheterization as noted, period. Medications. Metoprolol, unknown dose, next number, Entresto, Plavix, Fosamax, spironolactone, and atorvastatin. Allergies, penicillin, family history, father had congestive heart failure, mother colon cancer, social history, patient reports, alcohol, marijuana, and cigarette use. She has distant history of IV drug use. The review of symptoms. Skin, she reports itching. Eyes, she wears glasses. Ears, she reports tinnitus. Oral cavity, she has dentures. Neck, she reports stiffness. Neurologic, she has headache and dizziness. Psychiatric, she reports depression. Review of symptoms is otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 115/66, pulse 51, respiratory rate 18, height 64 inches, weight 127.8 pounds. In general, she is alert-oriented and in no acute distress. The skin reveals diffuse areas of ecchymosis. There are chronic scars with multiple excoriations, period. Examination otherwise unremarkable. Additional data review include an echocardiogram done at Adventist Health Clear Lake, the study quality was noted to be poor, the patient was noted to have mild concentric left ventricle hypertrophy, ejection fraction 65%, period. Right ventricle was noted to be mildly dilated with normal function and RV systolic pressure of 33 millimeters of mercury, period. There was mildly dilated left atria, but echocardiogram was otherwise unremarkable, period. The impression, this ...63-year-old female with history of multiple fractures reports intervention for coronary artery disease and peripheral vascular disease, period. She currently has no findings of congestive heart failure, period. Echocardiogram previously done reports normal left ventricular function, period. Patient is felt to have symptoms of dyspnea. This may be related to other factors, given normal LV function and a prior revascularization. However, cannot exclude symptoms as related to a mild coronary artery disease, period. Functionally, comma, her symptoms are consistent with New York Heart Association class 2, period. She is able to perform tasks requiring lifting, pushing, and pulling, period. She has mild limitations only. This, again, may be related to underlying cardiorespiratory symptoms, but is not generally explained by her current LV function or revascularization. Dr. Arlington Ferguson, Ending Dictation. Thank you.